Sports Sunday on 830 WCCO Radio continues. I'm Rita Maloney, thanks to The Hammer for operating controls for me. And we're continuing our conversation with Kevin Dennison. Kevin is the president of USA Broomball, and I've been learning a little bit about what I call this cool sport with the odd name, but we heard about the name. It goes back to Canada. Let's talk about the size of this sport in Canada. It is not unlike lacrosse and hockey. It's huge there, isn't it?
It is a huge sport in Canada, and it just keeps migrating down. You know, lacrosse, also a Canadian sport, has come down and really swept Minnesota and other states, you know, really in the club levels. It's the same way with broomball. It's a popular alternative sport, and people catch on, and it's just another avenue to play, and it grows from there. The excitement builds, and people say, "Hey, we can play this sport as well." And it's easy to play. It's cheaper to get involved with than hockey. So it's just a no-brainer for some people.
You talk about it being easy to play. What kind of skills? I understand cardiovascular. You need some cardiovascular shape, or you'll get in cardiovascular shape if you start playing. But what kind of skills do you need? I mean, obviously you've got to have pretty good command of your body if you're going to run and sort of, I guess, is it called dribbling the ball? I mean, how do you refer
carry,
to that?
Carry the ball.
Carry the ball. You know? So you've got to have some skills in that respect. You've got to be able to, you know, obviously, is it shoot the ball? Do you call
right.
it that?
There is different maneuvers. Shooting is important. Stick handling, just like hockey, is very important. Balance. You have to have good balance on the ice when you play. After all, you are playing on ice, and you still do slip. Even if you wear the shoes, it doesn't guarantee you're not going to slip. You know, you're still going to have. So, you know, you have to be able to run, control your slides. You know, there's a big temptation for people to dive and take people out, and that's really not the way the game is. So you really do have to have control of your body, good stick handling ability, good hand-eye coordination, incorporating some golf and softball in your swing when you're shooting, you know, depending on how you like to hold your stick, you know, length of your broom. I mean, there's all sorts of things once you get into the game that you really pick up on and fine-tune once you start playing.
Where can you go, for example, and maybe, you know, if I want to go camping, I can walk into a sporting goods store. I can, you know, walk into Cabela's or Gander Mountain or something and say, you know what? I want to camp. Outfit me. Get me a tent. Get me all. Where could I go for something like that for broomball supplies?
Well, absolutely. Your local sporting goods store in the area should carry some amount of broomball equipment. We tried really hard to help players out who are interested in the game that want to try, where they can locate broomball equipment and get discounts on it. So we have a sponsor of USA Broomball and Minnesota Sports Federation, and it's Instant Replay. It's a shop on 90th and Penn in Bloomington. And if you go to our website, www.usabroomball.com, you can download a coupon for an additional 10% savings on your equipment purchase. And they will outfit you with shoes, pants, shin and knee pads, sticks, you name it. If you need an outdoor ball or indoor ball, they have it. They can ship anywhere in the state. They can ship anywhere in the country. Totally accessible for the broomball community.
Well, you mentioned other equipment. So we know we need the shoes.
Yep.
And we need the stick.
Correct.
Or is it still referred to as a broom?
You can call it a broom or a broomball stick.
Broomball stick. Now, you mentioned shin pads. And what else do I need? Do I need a helmet to play this sport?
Yep. Some outdoor leagues don't require a helmet. A helmet is always strongly recommended because, after all, it is ice and you do slip and you don't want anybody falling backwards and, you know, hurting their head. So I always recommend wearing a helmet, but not all leagues require that. In the indoor level, helmets are required. But, yeah, helmets recommended. Mouth guard is recommended. Shin and knee obviously recommended. Elbow pads, people don't really wear like the hockey breezers or shoulder pads. You don't really need that because it's really not really checking. So really the lighter weight and the shin pads aren't, some people do wear hockey type shin and knee pads, but you really don't need to do that because those hard plastic allow you to slide more. When you go down on your knees and you slide, you just keep on sliding.
Sure.
So you don't want something that thick. If you want to improve your game a little bit, the lighter weight knee and shins are fine. Some people wear volleyball knee pads with like a shin. It just depends on the person, but
Now, if someone's going to, you know, maybe go watch some of this and see, is it a good spectator sport?
It really is, especially at the upper levels. There is a lot of good, talented athletes that play in our upper programs. There are two, actually, phenomenal leagues. There is a men's league and a women's league, and they're right here in the Twin Cities. And they play Friday nights is the men's league, and then Saturdays, usually during the day, is the women's league, all at Augsburg College, right in the heart of downtown. And so Friday night from 6:30 to 11:30, if someone wants is curious about, you know, I've only seen the celebrity fanny falling. I've seen some real crude forms. I've seen 10-on-10, but I've never really seen this game. They could always just, you know, come to Augsburg on a Friday night if they're free, and it's no admission. It's free of charge. They can come see some of the best teams in the state play this game of broomball at a real high level, and we have sanctioned referees. We have the highest quality of referees. It's a safe game. It's a fun game, highly competitive game, so a lot of fun atmosphere.
A couple more questions before I let you go, Kevin. I'm talking to Kevin Dennison, president of USA Broomball, as I get my broomball education. Roughly, in Minnesota, how many players do you think you have?
Oh, goodness gracious. We have...
several thousand?
Oh, absolutely. Easy that.
Tens of thousands?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. There's so many teams.
But several thousand.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, what about other states in the country? I'm thinking they're not playing this down in Florida.
Well, actually, believe it or not, there are some programs in Florida
really?
That offer broomball. Collegiate programs all over the country usually have good intramural programs. Broomball is also big in Ohio. Okay, Iowa, Illinois, Colorado, Wisconsin has programs. Our state organizations that member with USA Broomball are Nebraska, Iowa, Colorado. Who am I missing here? I know I'm missing some.
They can't hear, so it doesn't matter. Although, you know what? This is
Minnesota.
CCO. Maybe they can hear. So you got a lot of players, and is this still a growing sport?
It is still a growing sport, and we always encourage, if you want to get involved, you can always go to the classified section of usabroomball.com and tell them you're interested in playing, and we'll certainly post and try to get you with a team. If there's always opportunities on our message board, if you're looking to play, you can always ask and someone will help you direct to a league, or you could go, if you're looking for a league or you have a team, you can go to our league finder on USA Broomball and type in your state and then do a search on the cities, and it gives you a list of the cities that offer programs for you.
What about beginners like me, the transplant, who'd never even heard of the sport till I moved here? I mean, could I go on there and put very, 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 very much a beginner? I mean, you know.
You would go to the Contact Us section and tell us your background, that you're interested in trying to get on a team or try to play, and we would put you on the classifieds. And our teams that are beginners as well, look at our classified section. Or if you are in a city and you want to play in your city league, you can contact your league director and put yourself on what's called a draft list. And what they do is they pass out...
Oh, I'd go late in the draft. I'd be very late in the draft.
Well, it allows team managers a resource. If they're short guys or whatever, the city says, this person contacts interested in playing our league. Would you have room for them on your team? And most managers usually pick up one or two players. And so it's a good resource for managers who play in that league to see who's interested in coming in the game.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to it. As I say, I have friends that play this game, and I always try and grab a game or two each winter. But I look forward to seeing some more games. And it is very fun to watch. But just remember, folks, if you watch them inside, it is an ice rink. Wear warm clothes.
Correct. You can't get a little chilly. You're not running like the rest of them.
No, it's a little cold in there. Listen, Kevin, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. Hopefully we can talk again in the future.
Absolutely. And it's usabroomball.com. And,
yep.
And pretty much all the answers can be had there.
All the answers can be found on www.usabroomball.com. If you live in Minnesota and you want opportunities for local play, you can go to msf1.org. That's the Minnesota Sports Federation.
Good enough. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Dennison, he is the president of USA Broomball. Makes me want to go get some spongy sneakers and an old corn broom, freeze it up, and play on the back pond. Hey, lots more coming up here. We'll check the scoreboard on the way, and well, don't go anywhere. Sports Sunday always has some entertainment, even for me. I'm Rita Maloney, and this is 830 WCCO.